Songs of praise, songs of joy will never depart from us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, once again we say thank you. You are a mighty God. When we reflect over what you have done for us since the beginning of the year, today is a Thanksgiving Sunday. First Sunday in the month of May. May is the fifth month in the year. What a beautiful God you are. Father, accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Almighty, we thank you because in your church there has been no evil report. In our families, O Lord, there has been no evil report. Father, in our individual lives, there has been no evil report. Father, you are a mighty God. Father, continue to protect us in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask in the name of the truth. We ask in the name of the way. We ask in the name of the one called life. Say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That means we are asking in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we come before you this morning, congregating, people listening all over the world to hear your word. Let this your word, because you are the word, do something new in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, there is no one who come into their life and transformation does not take place. Let this your word transform us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your word bring glory to our lives wherever we find ourselves in the mighty name of Jesus. Let this your word give us a new heart today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I hide myself behind the cross. I will not speak of my own, but I will speak of you. Jehovah El Shaddai, therefore, let this your word bring deliverance this morning. Let it bring power. Let it bring holiness in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, speak through me, Father. Consecrate me, O Lord. Let me not fall at the altar in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I pray each and every one of us, as we listen, as I speak, arrows of the enemy will not hit us. Amen. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Tell your neighbor it is well with you. Amen. This morning, we are celebrating another Thanksgiving service. Another Thanksgiving Sunday in the presence of the Most High God. This Thanksgiving is meaningful because we are alive. It is meaningful because our children are alive. It is meaningful because we have not been victim of COVID-19. We have not been victim of accidents. Praise the Lord. In the process of fighting COVID-19, in my life, it's not been diagnosed that I have it. I went to the hospital to pick up a medication. And I parked my car where I normally park. And I went up. The whole thing that I spent walking up to the pharmacy, getting my medication and coming back to the car, is not up to 5-10 minutes. And before I come back, before I came back, a trailer has already brushed my car. You know, and it was a lot, damage was done. Now, I told myself, I still need to thank God. It was the weekend after that, it was the day after that I went to the clinic where I normally go to get my test. You know, and the result came back on Monday as positive. That means I have been infected as at that Thursday that I went to pick my medication. So I begin to imagine, if, for example, I was in the car and the trailer crushed me along with the car with a broken bone and I found myself in the hospital with the pain of COVID-19, will I be alive today? These are the things I reflected upon, and I said, look, mine is more than thanksgiving. I don't even know where to start my thanksgiving from. Emi omo o, emi omo. Ogogon, ogogon, ogogon. Ibitin ba ti mo pe mi wa. I don't know where exactly should I start my thanksgiving. And I know each and every one of us here this morning, and those listening to us, you all have one fine, beautiful reason or more that does not even make you to know where to start your thanksgiving from. Because our God has been faithful. A broken bone, you don't know which one will have been broken, and the pain is there. And then COVID-19 pain also came. Brethren, it is not the COVID-19 that kills many people that die. It is the underlying illnesses that is in their body already. And the body could not cope. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are alive today because our God is great. And the title of this message is Faith is the Victory. Faith, F-A-I-T-H, is the victory. I have so many Bible passages. 1 John 5. Let's read our Bible passage as 1 John 5, and we'll read from 4. We'll read 4 and 5, and then we'll also read 8 and 9. 1 John 5, we'll read verses 4 and 5, then we'll read verse 8 and 9. I read, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 5. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? 8. Say, be sober. Sorry, now, 1 Peter 5:8. It said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about, seeking whom he might devour. 9. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So what I'm telling you this morning is that our victory is founded on the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our victory is what? It's founded on the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we confirm that in John 16:33. Please put down these passages so that at your convenience you can go back and read. Then another beautiful factor is that it is being streamed on live. You can go back and click that link and re-listen if you don't have a pen to put down these passages. John 16:33. Our victory is founded on his victory. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. Peace cannot come to you from any other source. Peace cannot come to you from a man, which many of us rely on. Peace cannot come from you, from your neighbor. That my neighbor is very rich. That my friend is very loaded. When I get to him, I will get what I want. It's a lie. Peace cannot come to you from any other source. So these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world, ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Tell yourself, I am an overcomer. The same thing, 1 John 2:13. 1 John, the word of God in the epistles of John to all people, the first epistle, chapter 2, verse 13, he said, I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him, that is, from the beginning. You have known Jesus Christ from the beginning. So I write unto you. Then he went further and said, I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. Verse 14. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Whosoever hath Christ has overcome the wicked one. 1 John 4:4 says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Greater is that man in you, that is the fear in the world. Greater and richer is the man in you than the poverty surrounding you. You remember, he fed 5,000 people with what? 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Is it not greater? Christ is the center and power behind our victory. We are able to dance and say thanksgiving. Christ is the power and center behind it. Our connection with him is our everlasting stay. We stick to him. This is the basis of our confidence, and our heart is fixed. Regardless of what happens around us. Look at this portion of the Bible. Psalm 112, verse 6. He said, surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. Who is the righteous? Anyone that has accepted Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. Anyone that is doing the will of the Father in heaven is the righteous. At times I will look at myself and say, am I really righteous? Yes, I am, because I have Christ in me. My sins have been forgotten. I have the Holy Ghost living in me. I don't need to be running helter-skelter. Christ is in me. He said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So because of that, I shall never be moved. My victory is permanent. Tell your neighbor your victory is permanent. Verse 7 says, anybody who has Christ, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let your eyes be fixed, trust in him. Then verse 8 says, his heart is established, he shall not be afraid until he sees his desires upon your enemy, upon his enemy. COVID-19 is the enemy of everybody now. We will see our desire over it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. God bless, God keep you as you live according to his word of victory in the mighty name of Jesus. In the message sent to us this month of May, I should be rounding up now, in conclusion, by our daddy, our chairman, RCCG, North America, it was titled, Residence on Mount Zion. And what does residing on Mount Zion says? If you read Obadiah, there's only one chapter, verse 17. He said, upon Mount Zion, what is going to happen? There shall be deliverance, holiness, and the house of Jesus. Shall do what? You will possess your possession in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, our daddy emphasized that this month is a dwelling, is a month of dwelling on Mount Zion. And what does that do? It plunges us into God's inexhaustible storehouse to receive until our joy is what? It's full. Your joy shall be full in the mighty name of Jesus. He remarked that The Lord has blessings in abundance to meet the needs of all his children. However, the level of our readiness to receive those blessings from God is determined by our relationship with God, our earnest craving for him, our desire for him, our ability to receive, our prayer of faith, and our openness of heart. He went further. He said, this preparation serves as a link connecting us with God's unlimited resources and sufficiency in this era of COVID-19. God is prepared to bless, and we must be prepared to receive. In this month of May, we can be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of his house and drink of the rivers of his pleasure. Consequently, he gave us the following advice. So it is wise for us to do what? Set goals. What are those things you want to achieve as you live in his victory? Secure the necessary permission to dwell upon Mount Zion. And how do you do that? Sanctify yourself. Support your set goals with prayer and giving. Prayers and giving. The hand of the giver is always on top. Don't be stingy. Seek the Lord to get the best heaven has to offer. How do you seek the Lord? Remember Matthew 7:7 say, ask, seek, and do what? And knock, and it shall be given unto you. He said, if you are a worker, serve with commitment and dedication. Don't look at the hand of the pastor. What is he going to give me? Don't do an exchange program with God. God, okay, I'm going to do this, you do this for me. No, it's not like that. Serve with commitment and dedication. Then finally said, spread abroad the good news of Mount Zion. Remember, upon Mount Zion, there shall be holiness, there shall be deliverance, and the house of Jacob, house of glory, shall possess his possession in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for your word. We bless your holy name on this Thanksgiving Sunday. Father, we thank you that we are still standing. Father, I am blessing you because there has been no evil news concerning this church. It has been victory all the way. Father, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. This morning, Lord, as we come before you, every one of us that is yet to give is our life to you. Let there be a touch, Lord. Touch the heart of us who are yet to surrender our lives in that area where we cannot resist you, and surrender unto you willingly in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we will reside in your victory forever and ever in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.